Episode 95, Run Your Own Race.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. My, you are looking fabulous. I must say, you truly are. Yes, did you see that smile? Did you look in the mirror today and see your beautiful smile? Guess what? It's our time to chat. I have been so looking forward to this. Lately, I've been spending some extra time with seventh graders. Yes. And actually, it's really kind of cool because they don't suck the energy from me. They actually give it to me. It was so fun. We went to a teen maze, and you would think maze, like a corn maze. Oh, no. We didn't get lost, but we got lost in life, and it was fantastic. We had all these different counties come together, and you're for local in Iowa, then it's Story County is one of them that is a part of that, and it's actually hosted down in Boone County, and it's awesome because they get to experience life. I'm talking about like body image. Then they talk about nutrition, to bank accounts, to what you wear in an interview, to also sexual things too. Yes, I'm telling you, it was awesome. It really was. And that time, just being with them energizes me. I don't know about you, but if you have the gift of children, then I so encourage you to volunteer your time. It's also a great way, moms, to get out there and watch your own children interact and see how they do, okay? It's fantastic. It truly, truly is. And I really feel blessed that I was able to participate with not only, you know, with one of my children, but also with all the other seventh graders. So, woohoo! Love it, love it. Okay, we have an awesome chat today. And I'm really looking forward to it because as a runner, yes, I remember now I wasn't a runner before, but as a runner, I love this. And so before though we jump in and get our coffee and tea going and we're just sitting here in our girl time, I got to say hello. Thank you so much for those of you who are finding us. I love it. Welcome to the community. I know sometimes when there's a lot of episodes, you're like, did I listen to the very first one? So I wanted to say welcome to the family. If you are brand new and you haven't heard of it before, you can head over to Facebook. Go to the facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. Request to join there. That is a private group just for our listeners here, okay? I really wanted to be able to honor that. And so we're building it slowly. It's a small community, but it is a great bunch of women. And I am honored that they have chosen to kind of step out of their comfort zone because, you know, when you do that on Facebook, yeah, we know who you are, right? But honestly, we are, it's all about uplifting each other and building each other up. So come on over. We would love to have you. Okay, domestic beauties. We've got a lot happening and we've got the website's going to be changing a little bit. So please be patient with that. So whether you're brand new or you're in the middle of this, regardless, thank you so much in advance for that. Also, we've got amazing free programs coming up and we have free programs that are already out there. So if you're not sure, go to createyournow.com and check it out. Okay. Leave me a message. You can click on that little pink tab off to the right and let me know your thoughts. All right, it's our time. Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other. That's by Walter Elliott. Yeah, I thought that was really important here since we're talking about races today. Running your own race. But sometimes we look at a race and we think that it's like forever. It's an eternity. It keeps going and going, you know, kind of like the Energizer Bunny. But you don't feel like you have the Energizer Bunny mentality. You're like dragging yourself by the end of the race, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know, wherever you are, maybe you're working your way up the ladder in your job, right? And you're like, oh, I've been here for 10 years. And I still don't have the raise where I think I should be. And I've only had 2 promotions in that time, and I really should have had 4. Yeah, that raise just seems like forever away. And when you think you're getting closer, then something else comes along. They change things up and you're like, I was right where I wanted to be, but now I'm 10 steps backwards. But really, you're not. You're not. Run your own race. You know, we as women, I think, are very, what's the best way to put this? We have it bad. We really have a bad syndrome, if you want to call it that. I call it the comparison trap. We like to look at things. I mean, think about it. Look at Hollywood, right? Okay. You know, you have the red carpet events, and everybody's looking at how bedazzled all the women are. We really don't talk about how hunky the guys look, but we are talking all about the women that are walking down the red carpet, what they're wearing, how they look, their smiles, their jewelry. What is it that we as females think that we have to compare? I look at it sometimes, I'm going, well, no wonder God made, like, birds, for example. You look at a bird, a female bird is really kind of plain Jane. She doesn't have all those pretty, beautiful, bright colors. Who did God give that to? The males. Yeah. But yet, us as human beings, okay, we get all wrapped up in that. The female gender is just like, well, why does she look that way? And, oh, well, what is she doing? What do you think she's got beside? Well, honey, and then, of course, if the spouse gets involved, right? If your partner says one thing just the wrong way, you're like, oh, and you give him the stink eye. I mean, come on. Now, be realistic. Be honest with yourself. Okay, if you can't be honest with your friends, you got to be honest with me, right? Yes, I'm Christy Ann. We're here. We're about honesty and integrity and about truth, right? We're living a real life here. It's real life, real living, real results. That's what we're here for, okay? But we as women, we get stuck in this daggum comparison trap. I look back at it in the olden days. It was kind of like the Jones syndrome. Like, I got to be like the Joneses over there. Okay, now if your last name is Jones, don't take it personal, okay? But way back when, I guess when that came about, it was just because it was a normal last name, okay? So I apologize now if you have the last name. It's nothing personal. But just in general, it's like, well, I want to have what they have. They've got this huge big boat. I got to have that too. Look at the house. They just sold this house and they moved into this 3,000 square foot house. It is a mansion, you know, and you're living in your 1,200 square foot house. And you're like, but we got to get there. Oh, and they just got 2 brand new cars. And have you seen their children? They are so well behaved. What is it that we get ourselves wrapped up in the comparison trap? We always want more. Or we always are wanting it now. Yeah, what happened to working toward a goal? Saving your money to buy something you really want for the family instead of going, I'm going to go get that credit card so I can get it right now. What is it? Now, some of you would say, well, it's kind of society has changed and it's the expectations of society. Yes, it is. But guess what? We're adults. We can make our own decisions for what we need for ourselves, right? Okay. Now, know that, obviously, this actually is being broadcast from America. And so here in the United States of America, we have the opportunity to dream as big as we want. We can start a business. We can create an empire. That is something that here in the United States, that's living what we call the American dream. For those of you who are around the world, you understand that because you hear of people wanting to come to the America, right? To America and have that American dream, right? But what is it that when we as women, as an individual woman, as a mom, we're always looking at what the others are doing? You would think maybe in a big group, we'd be okay with going, oh yeah, we can compare that Hollywood thing and the red carpet. It's easy to do. We look in a magazine and, oh, I wish I looked like that. Well, after 5 children, I'm not going to look like that unless if I go under the knife. I can look pretty good, which in my opinion, I do. I'm just saying. But could I look better? Of course I could if I was willing to either put out the money or go under the knife, etc. Right? Right. But what is it that keeps pulling us? Why is that? Well, you see, I think what happens is that female instinct of we got to have it all. We don't want our significant others, our spouses, wandering eyes going elsewhere. We want all the attention always on us. Yet, okay, are you ready for this? Yet, when we are running our race and we are going for our goals, yeah, our eyes aren't where they're supposed to be. What is wrong with us? We've got to like totally backwards. We'll watch everybody else, but when it comes to reaching our own goals, we don't do it. You know, I look at it and I say, okay, ladies, this is not right because it's not right. And I know for me, I had to stop and I had to pull back and say, okay, what are my goals? What is God's design for me and to where I'm supposed to go? I can't compare myself. I am not walking in their shoes. They are not walking in my shoes. I am running my own race. I ask you, are you running your own race today? Or are you still stuck in that comparison trap mode? I want you to think of it as that we're at the Kentucky Derby, okay? Around the world, you've heard of the Kentucky Derby. Okay. I'm sure you have. And it's a big race where these horses all come together. Okay. And they run this really long race for this really big prize. Okay. And these horses that are running, they are focused on one thing, and that's the finish line, right? They've got their jockey on their back and their jockey is there to direct them. Well, when they run that race, do you know how they're running? They're running with blinders on. Have you ever thought why they run with blinders on? You know the answer. Because it's the comparison issue. You know, little Joe here is going to look next door to little Susie Q and say, well, what are you doing over there? I'm going to follow you. Yeah. Distractions. We kind of get away from the direction that we need to be headed. So in the Kentucky Derby, and most of your horse races, especially your big ones, they run with blinders on. So you can't see to the side. You can't see the back. Where do you see? Only facing forward. You're moving forward. Wow. If only we ran our life like that. If only our life's journey was ran with blinders on. Now you say, Christiane, that sounds great if I run that race with the blinders on. But what happens if I need to look to the sides? Well, guess what? You can look to the sides. It's okay to do that as long as you're encouraging and empowering, cheering others on. But once when you hit that comparison thing, you go, oh man, if only, crash. You have gone on a different path. You have jumped over two lanes and you are headed in a different direction. You're not headed to your goal, who God created you to be. Run your own race. Some of us are still stuck in the past. We are wanting to look backwards. We can't forgive what has happened in the past. And you know what? Some of those things are hard and you have to go through those processes to forgive. Okay? But if we keep living in the past, always looking backwards, what's going to happen? Come on, if a horse is looking backwards, more than direction is going to change, isn't it? Oh, yeah, he is going to be stumbling and tripping over his hooves. And it's going to be a disaster zone. We're going to have appendages hurt. Everything. Not good. And ultimately, the forward direction is lost. The goal is no longer in front of us. So you see, if you're looking backwards, you should be looking at it from the perspective of how far you've come or where you've come from. Either way, that keeps you moving forward. Imagine if you Okay, let's do this. You had, we're going back to career, okay? So you had your job and you had this major promotion. You're now partner in your group, okay? Which before you wouldn't. You just started out kind of like, oh, I'm just there. But now you're a partner. You're part, one of the big wigs, right? Okay? Feels good, doesn't it? It does feel good. The problem is if you're keeping looking backwards and you're living backwards, do you think you're ever going to have growth going forward? No, you're probably not going to make a great partner in your firm, are you? No, you're not. But if you look backwards going, wow, I am so blessed to be where I'm at today. All the hard work, the people who helped me get to where I'm at, it's a blessing. A big, different outlook on it. Truly. So running with your blinders on is so important. It keeps you directed forward. When you look side to side, you're encouraging and cheering others on. When you look backwards, you see how far you've come. And you know what's awesome? Is when you're looking forward and you're running your own race with your blinders on, you stay the course with strategic and intentional purpose. That's when you don't miss things. You're present. Remember, be present, be incredible, be you. Run your own race. Now you're like, okay, this is awesome. I so want to go running, even though I only walk. You know what? I know. It gets me energized. I want to go run like 12 miles right now. You want to go do a half marathon with me? We could just stop chatting now and go run. Okay, let's finish our chat first. Then we'll go run. Okay, here's this. All right. The big thing is the kiss, keep it simple strategy. Okay. That's what the kiss is. Remember, we like to keep it simple here at Create Your Now because it's all about bringing your best selfie together in very simple strategic steps. Okay. You're going to keep your eyes forward. Can you do that today? Keep your eyes forward. Wear your blinders. Run your own race. You're like, yes, I can do that. I'm in. Raise your hand and say you're in. Woohoo! I love it. Now that you're ready to run your own race, you've got those blinders on. Guess what? Here's a couple steps to help you out to keep your eyes forward. Number one, you need to redirect your efforts, okay? If you haven't been running with those blinders on, you need to redirect your efforts. You need to look at your goals again. Get yourself back on the path that you're supposed to be. Regardless of what it is, whether it's in your mind, body, spirit, whether it deals with your career, your family, your finances, okay, your relationships, your volunteer time, your community service, wherever and whatever your goal is, you need to redirect your efforts. Number two, renew your commitments. Those renewal of commitments may need to be, first of all, to who? Yeah, to you. That's right. You got to renew those commitments to yourself. You're going to run your own race with your blinders on. Keep your eyes forward. Renew your commitments. And number three, really helps you when you've kind of been stuck going back and forth in the comparison trap and you're now trying to get back and you want to wear those blinders on. Best way to do that is to rejuvenate your passion, or some like to look at it as to rejuvenate their why. You need to rejuvenate deep down that deep why as to really, why are you doing this? What is the reason that you really want this so bad? Yet even though you got off the beaten path, now you're getting your blinders on and you are ready. You want to run your own race. Yes, go, 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 go. Don't you feel it? The feel, the excitement, the adrenaline rush. Yes, it's awesome. Woo, I'm standing up cheering for you. You can do this. You got to redirect your efforts, renew your commitments, and rejuvenate your passion to run and keep your eyes forward. You've heard of the whole thing of keep your eyes on the prize. It's not necessarily the prize that we're looking for. Because remember, run your own race And Walter Elliott says it so well. Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other. You know what? You're going to slow down once in a while. The race is going to come more to a crawl. And then all of a sudden, you'll start picking up momentum. Then it may slow down again. Then you'll get more momentum, and you'll be sprinting. And you think the finish line is there, but then it's been extended even further. You see, it's multiple races that makes your life's journey. It's the marathon of life, and you're running it. This is your race to run. So run your race with blinders on. Stay the course. Keep your eyes forward. I know you can do it, and I am cheering you on the sidelines. I am here partnering with you, okay? Because I believe in you. You're awesome. Go out and make it a magnificent day. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.